Lekutas Sichas, Chelek Yud Beis, Parshat Tzav. Rashi beParshasenu Matik Minat Kosov Esatevis Im Al Toidei Akrivenu. Rashi in our Parsha quotes from the Pasuk the words, if as a Toida, as a thanksgiving offering, he will bring this carbon. Umafarish, and then he explains, Im Al Dovar Al Dvarei Da Al Nes Shenasaloi, if he's bringing the carbon as a result of, as a thanksgiving for a miracle that happened to him. Kagoyin, for instance, Yerdei Yom V'Hel Chemid Barius, like for instance, people that go across the ocean and they or cross the desert. V'Chavushe Beis Asurim, people that were in prison. V'Chele Shenisrapa, or a sick person that became healed. Sheheim Tzrichim L'Hedeis, who all need to give thanks to Hashem. Shekosu Behem, because it says in the Pasuk, Yoidu L'Hashem Chazda Yivin Ifloesev L'Vnei Adam. They will thank Hashem, they will praise Hashem for his kindness and his miracles on behalf of the people. So, and they brought a carbon toida. This is what's in Tehillim. So therefore, imal achas me'ele nodar shlamim halalu. So if it was for one of these four things that a person gave, made a commitment to bring a shlamim, Shalmei Toida Heim, this is considered a Shalmei Toida, a Shlomim of a Toida, for Tu'unis Lechem, and this is different than a regular Toida because it needs breads along with it, Homa Be'inyan, as it's written in this Parsha. Ve'inim Nacholim, Eloliyim V'layla, another difference between a Shlomim and this is that this can only be eaten for one day and one night, as opposed to a Shlomim, which can be eaten for 2 days and one night. As is explained here in this parsha in regards to the carbon taida. So this is what Rashi says. So we have to understand. Aleph, number one. Haloi taida pirusha haida stam. Taida, thanksgiving, means simply thanksgiving. So how does Rashi know that when it says over here a taida, that it means thanksgiving for a miracle? Maybe, how does he know it has to be a miracle? Why can't it be just thanksgiving for any old situation? Beis, afilu im yesh l'Rashi eiza hechrech she'ein hakavana elu l'hoida al nes. Even if for some reason Rashi has some reason that he knows that it's specifically for a nes. Ma'ayin diyukay she'nechlolim bazeh rak talad nisim elu v'lo yoser. How does he know that the only miracles that require a carbon taida are these specific four types of miracles and nothing else? And if you'll say that the reason that he knows this is because that's what's written in Tehillim, which Rashi of course says immediately, he says Yodul Hashem Chazdoi, as he quotes from that pasuk in Tehillim, and in that and he, over there, in the Tehillim, it lists these four types of nisim. Minolei, so even if you'll say that, minolei b'pshutishol mikra, how do you know that, how does Rashi know that in the simple meaning of the pasuk, shekavonas ha-pasuk, the rak al nisim eloch, heyabim karban toida, how does Rashi know that in the simple meaning of the pasuk, that when you have to give, when you give a thanksgiving carbon, it only relates to those four miracles which are listed in Tehillim? It's also just as possible to say that in fact one has to bring a carbon taida for any nest that happens. And the pasuk is merely giving some examples of different types of nisim for which one has to give a carbon taida. Because of course it's not possible to list every single type of miracle that could ever happen. So therefore, the Pasuk in Tehillim gives a few examples, but in fact, the rule is that for any nes, you have to bring a carbon toida. Gimel, a third question. Gami min hakosav muchach sherak al dalad nisim eilach hayom b'karbon toida. Even if for some reason, again, from the Pasuk we know that it's only for these four that you have to bring a carbon toida. Lo mehutzach Rashi b'pirushay kan she'ein sefer halachas. Why is it necessary for Rashi here in this pasuk, Rashi is not a sefer of halachas. lefaretas kulam. Why does he have to list all the four different types of miracles for which you have to bring a korban toida? Varei maspik lavonis pshuta shel mikra sheyavi echad mehem b'toir dugma. Just to be able to explain the idea, the concept of a korban toida, that you have to bring a korban toida for a nes that happens, he could have given one example. Why does he have to list all four? As if it's a Shulchan Aruch of some sort that has to give you every detail of the halacha. The lirma is l'shar givul anisim b'tevas v'chulu. And he could have, as sometimes Rashi does, he alludes to what's more. There's more to this, which doesn't have to be spelled out right here, but if you want, you can go look there. And so if he says v'chulu and so on, etc., he gives one example of a miracle and then says, etc., as there are others too. But he doesn't have to tell them to you. Kfiya ragel b'kagayin do b'kamav b'pirish Rashi ala teira, as is in fact common for Rashi to do in a number of places in the pirish ala teira, that he says v'chulu when there's something more to glean from this, but it's not necessarily necessary for understanding the simple meaning of the pasuk. Dalit. Another question. My kavonis Rashi by Sifai. What is the intent of Rashi when he adds loy la'achar shemefaretz azalal nisim? After he listed all the four nisim, then he continues im al achas me'ela nodav shlamim halalu shlami toidein. So if for one of these miracles he committed to bring a shlamim, this is a shlami toida, and so on. This is the simple meaning of Imal Toida, and if he already spelled out what the miracles are, why does he have to continue and say, and if for one of these he brought a shlomim, that's what we're talking about. Hey, arba elu shetzrichim lahaydais meviim Rashi b'seder. The four that must bring, that have to thank Hashem, Rashi gives you a certain order. He starts with Yerdei Hayam, the ones that cross the ocean, V'Hilchem Et Barius, one who crosses the desert, V'Chavusha Beis HaAsurim, somebody that was in prison, V'Chelush HaNisrapa, and a sick person became healed. V'Ein HaMuvan, so that is also not understood. Lo Mashina Rashi Ma'aseh D'Shekosu V'Hem, K'loshen Rashi B'Tehilim. Why does Rashi change from the order in which it appears in Tehillim? And Rashi references that Tehillim, that's where his source is from. So then, why does he change the order? What's the order in Tehillim? Over there, it's Hilchem Et Barius, one who crosses the desert, Chayv Shei Beis HaAsurim, somebody who was in prison, then comes Chaylush and Esrapa, a sick person that became healed, V'Yerdei Hayam, and only last is somebody who crosses the ocean. So why does Rashi reverse the order or change the order? And you can say maybe the answer could be this. Rashi wanted to give an order which is more common and work his way down to things which are less common. Whereas in the Pasuk, in the Tehillim, why wouldn't you want to do that? Whereas by the Pasuk doesn't necessarily need to do that. But Rashi wants to be more clear. He works his way up from a very common occurrence, a more common occurrence, to something less common. And that will explain why Rashi gives his order. But that doesn't work because the Hinei B'Gemara Huvu B'Seder Sheina, because in the Gemara it's also brought in a third order. The Gemara's order is different both from the Tehillim and from Rashi. Over there the order is Yerdei Hayam, the ones who cross the ocean, Hilchem Et Barius, who cross the desert, U'Misha Hayecheilu B'Nisrape. And then those two are the same as Rashi, but then he reverses the one who was sick and became healed. And somebody who that was in prison and was released. So Taisus asked the question over there. the Taisos point out that in Tehillim it's a different order. Elochoshev Hochi Amidbar Rishon, over there the ones who cross the desert are first. Betirzu, when the Taisos answers, the Krono could say that Amasukonim Yoser Tchila, that the Pasuk is giving you the order of what is the most dangerous situation. The Gemara Nokat Amatsuyim Betchila, and the Gemara gives the order of what is more common. Hareisha Siduram. But Rashi ainik say the hametzuyim tchila and hamem begemara. So therefore, Rashi's order is not according to the more common order, which is the order that Taisa says the Gemara uses. But Rashi goes away from that order. So you can't say anymore that Rashi is using the most common and going down to less common. Ulefiza yuksha ijaser haseida bepirish Rashi. So this makes the difficulty with the order that Rashi brings even more difficult. Mikivan the Aina like Seder Misukonim Yesitrila, because Rashi's order is not the most dangerous first. The Bakrav which is found in Tehillim. Velika Seder Amitsuyim Trila Shavi Gemara. Neither is it what's more common, which is what the order of the Gemara. Rashi goes away from both of these orders. So we have to understand, what is Rashi's order? Vav, lama nakat Rashi chaylush in isrape, b'loshin yachid. Rashi says, a sick person that became healed, as with not as a plural, but as an individual. V'shara gimel sugim b'loshin rabim. Whereas the other three categories, he says, those who cross the ocean, those who cross the midbar, the desert. And those who were in prison. And then he changes to an individual that became healed. In fact, through making this change, he also changes from the way the Gemara says it. Over there it says, Yerde Hayam, those in plural, those who went to the ocean. Hayochemet Barias, those who cross the desert. Those two are with a plural. And then it changes to the singular, a person that was sick and became healed, or one that was in prison and came out of prison, which is also in singular. So Rashi changes from the Gemara's formulation as well. In fact, simply speaking, the way the Gemara phrases it is more simply understood. Mahanog shebe'olam de'inodem helich b'midbar yechidi. Because if you look, you see that people do not cross the desert themselves. Nobody walks across the desert alone. Ela b'shayara, you go with a caravan. V'cheinu b'yerda yom ba'aniyah. So also those who go across the ocean in a boat. This would only be done, of course, as a group. That's why the Gemara Taka says those two in a plural. Whereas when a sick person or somebody that is in prison is something which is individual to the person. It's not like they don't arrest entire groups of people. And generally speaking, people do not become sick en masse, although sometimes yes. Therefore, the Gemara uses a singular in regards to those two. So then it would make more sense, it would seem that the most simple phrasing of this would be the way the Gemara does, and Rashi should have used that phrasing. That is the most simple understanding of it. So those are the questions. So Abir Bakolanal, the explanation of all this. A general principle about the Karbonis. But Parshat Tzav, Hamaduba Bakarbonis Ka'elu, should be Ikram Kwanis Parshu Parshu Vayikra. In our Parsha Tzav, it's the Torah talks about such karbonos which were already talked about in Parsha Vayikra. Ela, but they are repeated. Shabaparsha Seinu Neitaisu B'chol Karbon V'Karbon Oit Pratim Shon Yisbaru B'Kaidim. In our parsha, as he speaks about the Karbonos, which I already mentioned earlier, more specifics, more details are added to each carbon that is repeated. And the reason that in our parsha it says, and this is the law of going on to speak about the certain karbonos, which if it's only a repeat of what was said earlier, you wouldn't want to say this is the law, because we've already talked about many laws previously. And the reason that it does say that is amachuvan hu rak lepratim nesafim elu, that the vazois toiras, this is the law, is referring to the specific details that were brought up anew, not anew, but brought new in this parsha. Al derech hamefurish bepirush Rashi betchilas parsha zu al apasik vazois toiras ayla, similar to what Rashi himself says at the beginning of this parsha in regards to the toiras ayla. This is what Rashi says, that this inyan is coming to teach you about burning the chaylev and the evarim. In other words, only for having added about the burning of the evarim and the chalovim, does the Torah now say, v'zois teiras oyla, v'cheinu v'shara karbonis. And the same is true for the other karbonis, shekavonis ha'parshi ilo'esiv, that the purpose of the parsha here in repeating certain karbonos is to give us the new details which were as of yet unknown from parsha Vayikra, and therefore it's said here, ki mefurish bepirush Rashi bekama mehem, as Rashi points out by a number of them what's the chiddush in this parsha over what was written before. Omnam, so this is true in general, but benegeya lekarbon shlomim einenu meitzim lecheder shum prat noisa beparsha zu. When it comes to the shlomim, we find no new halacha in regards to a carbon shlomim in this parsha. Shalei harei laachar akosav ezoyz teiru zevach shlom yakriv lashem, because after the introduction of, and this is the law of the carbon shlomim which shall be brought to Hashem, Nemra miyad, it doesn't talk about karbon shlomim at all. It immediately goes into imal toida yakrivenu. It immediately goes into if he brings it as a karbon toida. Vim kein harei mashukosav zeis teres zevach shlomim miyusaru lechayre. So then, why did the pasuk say zeis teres zevach shlomim? We're immediately going to talk about a karbon toida. Bahavli lahaschil imal toida yakriv. He should have immediately gone to, and if someone will want to bring a carbon taida, rather than introducing it as, and if this is the law of shlamim, and then immediately switch to a carbon taida. The shayla Rashi tmiyazu, so therefore Rashi comes to answer this question. Umefarish, and he explains, im al dvar hayda noda shlamim halalu. That's why Rashi says, if for a reason of thanksgiving, a person brought a shlamim, shalmi toida heim, then they are considered to be a karma shlamim toida, utu'unais, and therefore they need whatever the extras are for a karma toida. Rashi's pointing out that the karma toida is in fact a shlamim. Kavanasa loimar, what he's intending to say here is, she'im al toida, that the pasuk imal toida is coming as a continuation to zeis teiras zevach hashlamim. Hainu shebeparsha zu ba akosav lahaisiv oit suga prat bezevach hashlamim. In other words, that in this parsha is coming to add a new category into zevach hashlamim, all of duva beparsha v'yikra, which had already been, the shlamim was already talked about in v'yikra. And the new category is karbon toida, sheyeshna mekame prote dinim sheinu b'shar shlomim, which has a number of details which are not, don't apply to a regular karbon shlomim, but to other karbon shlomim, but to unos lechem ha'omer be'inyan. For instance, they need the chalas, the special 40 chalas, which are mentioned in this matter. Ve'einam nechalam elu yayim v'layla k'meshim furish kan, and they cannot be eaten only for a day and a night, which is mentioned here. In other words, that here, in this parsha, what is being added to the Korban Shlomim is this new category of Korban Shlomim, which is called a Toida, which has different halachas, which are mentioned here. And this is clear from what it says in the pasuk: Im al toida yakrivenu. If as a toida he will bring it, bring whom? It doesn't say v'lo yakriv stam. It doesn't say if as a carbon toida he will bring a carbon. It says he will bring it. Shapirusha yakriv oisay zevach hashlamim. Going back to what the introduction of the pasuk, which is saying that if he brings the shlomim as a korban toida, in other words, that what a toida is a category of korban shlomim. Ha'amah b'kasuv lufneza b'ki'ilu kasuv im al toida yakriv zevach hashlomim. So it would be, it's as if the pasuk would have said, if as a toida he will bring this korban shlomim, dina kach v'kach, then the details are so and so, a little different than a regular shlomim. And since the proof of to say that the korban toida is a category of a korban shlomim comes from the word yakrivenu, he will bring it, which goes back to zevach toiras hashlomim, says toiras zevach hashlomim, v'gam akushan al einem esoyderes al apazik v'zeis toiras zevach hashlomim. And the question of what shlomim are we talking about? What's the chiddush of Karban Shlomim? Doesn't come up in that pasuk, in the Zayis Teres Zevach Shlomim, because you don't know yet that there's going to be a problem. When do you have? When does the question come up? Elo la'achas shaboyim lifsei lepasuk she'achrav. Only when you come to the next pasuk, gimal toida yakrivenu. If as a toida he will bring it, oz mashma lufum riyata shakos maschul levar korban achar loyishul shlomim. Because over there, if you weren't looking a little deeper, if you just look at it on the surface, it would seem as if the pasuk is starting with a new korban. It's called something else. It's called a korban toida. Lachem efarish Rashi. Therefore, Rashi explains as pirushay loy ala pasuk v'zayis toida shlomim el ala pasuk imal toida. That's why he explains. This explanation comes in the pasuk al toida because it comes from the word yakrivenu. That's where the question comes up, yakrivenu or al toida, and therefore that's where he explains that this is a different type of a korban shlomim than the shlomim, or it's just a category of a shlomim from the previous parsha. Gimel, v'hinei av she'in yezeu iker achidush bepirush ala kosov. Although this seems to be the main chiddush of what Rashi is saying in this pasuk, that's what he's trying to explain, that the toida is a form of a shlomim, and that's why that's the chiddush of korban shlomim here. Mekol makom mefarish Rashi v'derech aga b'toich dibri ha'pirush anal. Still, Rashi addresses another thing, you know, as an added bonus. Gam dover hamuvim bepashtas v'lei pirushay. Actually, it would be something that would be understood even if he didn't spell it out. Mitzad hechach hamavur b'divrei Rashi gufa ukut lahalon. From the way Rashi, from something that you can see in Rashi, which will be explained a little later. But who? What is he trying? What does he say as an add-on? Shachiyuv lahavi korban toida urak al dalad nisim elu. That the obligation to bring a korban toida is only for these particular four nisim. And matam ze ein Rashi mefarish b'dibur v'nei atzmoi ka'klal hamadu b'kam v'pam shuv v'makim shuv mefarish b'teva achas beizin yonim nefrodim. And he doesn't do it as he would normally do it, which is we find in other places that when he's, even if he's explaining the same word and he's explaining different points about the same words in the pasuk, he splits it into two separate Dibra Maskils, two separate Rashis. But over here, he doesn't bring it as two separate Rashis. He just continues it. Matik Rashi Oysa Teva Pamne Sefes. He would reintroduce the same words a second time, Kedei L'chalik Beninyin L'inyin, in order to separate between the two different Pshatim. Over here, he doesn't. Ki Be'emes Mubenu Ma'atzmei V'rag V'derechag V'mefarshei. And the reason why he puts this into the one Rashi is because it doesn't need a separate Rashi to explain it at all. It's he wouldn't need to write a Rashi this, but since he's already on the subject, he gives us another point. Moving bepashtas the chenu al derech halacha v'adrash, and the reason that we said before that why he doesn't need to explain this is understood simply, and it's also based on in halacha and drush. It's also that way. The rule is that a person always has to be thankful to Hashem. For any good that he gives, every single person has so many gifts from Hashem on a regular basis. And of course, a person always has to be thankful for that. Because of course every yid believes in Hashem, and he knows that everything that comes to him, to this person, even if it comes just naturally, it's just a natural thing that happens. A yid knows that this comes from Hashem. And as Avraham Avinu said, not only to the Jews but everybody, bless the one from whom you ate. You think you ate my food. You ate from his food. So eating food is just a simple natural phenomena that happens all the time. And yet you have to be thankful for that too. Just as you have to thank anyone that gives you a good gift, whoever it may be. Certainly then that you have to thank Hashem, the King of all kings, Hashem, al matanois of our rabbis, for his many gifts, for the many gifts that he gives every person every day. And therefore the Chazal arranged that we should thank and praise and so on to Hashem every single day, but filus of brachas in our prayer, in our davening, in our brachas, and this idea that of thanking Hashem we find many times in the Torah, even before this parsha. Even if Hashem only told you that he will do good for you, he hasn't even done it yet, just promise you that he will do it, already you have to thank him. We find in the Torah that thanks is coming. Kegoyin, for instance, in the Vayivan Shamiz Beach Hashem, that where it says that that Avram built a Mizbeach Hashem, Upirush Rashi Absurus Azero Absurus Ez Yisrael, thanking Hashem for giving him the good news that he will have a child and the good news that he will give Ez Yisrael to the Bnei Yisrael. V'chein v'yamin ha'am, and also the when Moshe Rabbeinu came to tell the Yidden that he's going to take the Hashem is taking them out of Mitzrayim, they believed him, v'yiktuah v'yishtachu, and they bowed down. In other words, they bowed down, they gave thanks just for being told that it will happen. And then many times also that it's mentioned that the people gave thanks and so on. So then it comes out, then it would come out that since everybody has to be thankful to Hashem all the time, so a yid should have to bring a korban toida every single day. Maybe even a few times a day. This is, of course, something that is not really acceptable. You know, it's not. Nobody would think that has to happen. Even if you'll say, well, you have to bring at least one a year, which covers you for the entire year. Even that is a great chiddush. If the Torah wanted every year to bring a korban toida every single year, at least once a year, certainly if he wanted it more often, the Torah would have had to spell that out. Nowhere does it say that every year has to bring a korban toida because of the many natural things that happen to him, all the good things that Hashem does for him. V'chein gam b'pshut shel mikra mukhrach loymar shaloi al kol haydoch hayom korban toida. Therefore, even on the simple level, it's not possible to say that a person has to bring a korban toida for every good thing that happens to him. Ki im alei da she'ena regila. only on something that when he wants to thank Hashem for something which is unusual. And therefore, you can't be yetzer with a bracha, simply making a bracha like you do for when Hashem gives food or other good things that happen to us throughout the day. We make brachas, but for this, you can't be yetzer with a bracha. Hainu sha'atayra bo rak al dover hayda al nes shena saloi. So therefore, Rashi b'pshutei shal mikra must go with the explanation that when do you have to bring a carbon taida? Only on something which is miraculous, something which is natural and happens all the time. You don't have to bring a carbon taida. For that, you make a bracha, you say, you make a tefillah, and so on. So, therefore, Rashi understands it simply that that's an obvious thing, that it's only for a nes. But still, we have to understand. Hare kvar mesuper lifneze shebemeshach 40 shana sheyisrael b'midbar nosan l'makadosh baruch b'chol yom lechem min hashamayim b'eifen nisi. So we know that while the Yidden were in the midbar for 40 years in a row, Hashem gave them heaven bread from heaven, the man, in a miraculous way. That was certainly a miracle. K'mesh kozev nim mamte lechem lechem min hashamayim. Cain, Hoyolahem, Be'erus of Miriam. So also, in addition to that, they had the water of the well of Miriam, Kimefurish, as it's explained in the Torah, Kisa Batsur, Yatsum Menu, Mayim, Vishasa Am. You will strike the rock and water will flow. That's a miracle, that water flows from a rock. And that's where they drank from. The Cain, Hoyolahem, Onan Tomid, Lashamra, Mikolde, and Yonim, Abilti, Ritzoyim. In addition to that, they also had the cloud which protected them from all of those things that happened, that go on in a desert. And as Rashi says in the war with Amalek, go out and wage war with Amalek. Rashi explains, what do you mean go out? You have to go out of the protection of the cloud of the Onan to go wage war. So all these three things that the Yidden had regularly in the Midbar were all miraculous. So therefore, if on every miracle you have to bring a korban, then it would come out, then every single member of the Jewish community, which is more than 600,000 Yidden, nischaibu, became obligated, that would have meant, of course, that if they're obligated, they would have brought a carbon tied of a they would have to bring a carbon every single day. They had miracles happening to them every single day. Again, this is not something that you could say that there were 600,000 people lined up every day to bring a carbon tied. Therefore, we must say shaloy al kol nes chayav mekarbon tied. Therefore, even but pashtus apsukim, you can't say that for every miracle that happens you have to bring a carbon tied. Therefore, we must understand that it's only for specific types of miracles. So then we have to search which miracles they have to bring, and we have psukim in Tehillim, which tell us that you have to thank Hashem for His kindness. And over there, until it brings a number of categories. And in the Tehillim it says, and they brought a carbon taida. So we understand that those four categories are not just examples of nisim that you have to bring for a carbon taida, but those are the ones that you have to bring a carbon taida. So carbon taida mevim rak al nisim and b'farashim sham, that a carbon taida is brought only for those categories over there. So semeres. So in other words, ma'ach hashem muchrach leimer shalei al kol nes mevim carbon taida. Once we know that it's not possible to say that for every nes you have to bring a carbon taida, ki im rak al nes miyuchad, only on specific ones. Ba'av shebiksuvei achumish loynes baraleis a nes. Even though in the chumish it doesn't say which miracles mevim sakarbon. Hare mikivan shebetehilim nesfar shukam nisim. But since in Tehillim it does specify a number of nisim, mistava loymar, so it makes sense to say sheinim rak b'ter dugma ba'alma, that they're not just an example, Elohim bedafka, but that these are the ones that you have to bring a korban. שרק על ניסים הללו מביאים קורבן תודה, ובפרט שנגד ארבעה ניסים ולא אחד הבייז לדוגמה, especially from the fact that the Tehillim actually spells out four different ניסים. As an example, you would bring one, maybe two, but if you go through four, it makes it more seem more like it's these specific four. V'alpa b'kein ein rashi mistapik b'avim akosim mibli pirut hadvarim. Still, Rashi doesn't consider it enough to bring only the pasuk without actually spelling out the four different types of nisim. He could have done that. He could have just said that there are these are the four without having to spell them out. The reason is because this pasuk, where it actually says to bring a korban toida in the tilim, never befeirish etzel chelush in esrape. It's mentioned specifically in connection with a sick person that became healed. Therefore, it could have said, there would be reason to say, that the actual chiyuv of bringing a korban toida is only for a sick person that was healed. And therefore, therefore, Rashi spells it out. All four that are mentioned there have to bring a korban toida. And then maybe he could have said, and a sick person that was healed, v'chulu, and so on, from which we would understand that there are more categories. Why couldn't he do that? Kimezeh hayinu lumedim, because this would teach us lahisiv rak mashukosav lachrizeh. That may have told us that anything following the chayla, those are the ones that have to bring a korban as well, which are yerdei ayam, the lo yoser. Only the Yerdei Ayam is in the Pasuk after the Chayla. The other two are before that. V'meila harei tzorech lahayisiv gam zeh shalofnei shalofonav hoichem midbarius. And therefore he has to also say that it applies to those things that are in the Pasuk before the Chayla, before Vayiz b'chu zivchei toida. So therefore he has to spell them all out. V'imkin harei b'chol oifen yitztarech lahasker kol adalad. Therefore, he's going to have to mention all four. He could have said it in a little bit differently, which would be Hoichem et Boreas v'chulu. He could have started with those who travel in the desert and so on, which would include also the one that was in prison. The Chaylush and Esrapa v'chulu, or a sick person that became healed, and so on, which would include the Yerdei Ayam. But he would have to mention all four, whether through a v'chulu or through a specific word. So therefore, l'chein kais of Rashi b'feirush kol adalat shetzrichim l'hoidus. Therefore, he says all of them outright, so that you understand that all four are included. V'hine ma'achas Rashi mefarat kol adalat nisim. Now that Rashi spells out all the four different miracles in etzoruchu lefartam dafke v'seidus shemeviyam, he has to spell them out in the order that he chose. Not like the Gemara and not like the Pasuk. The Pashtus Muvan, simply understood, Shekasher Matilim ala Odom Ezechia Bekeshelum Ura Mesuyim, that when you tell a person that he has an obligation in connection with an event that happened, Hine im Bididei Hava Uvda. So if it is an event which actually happened to him himself, it becomes much easier to understand the details and so on. It becomes more relatable, more understood. Tamachiyuv, the reason for why he should be chayev and so on. V'alpiza muvan shekasher higidu l'bnei Yisrael achiyuv l'havi korban toida. So that when the Yidden were told that they have to bring the korban toida al nisim misiyameh for certain types of nisim. Hine mistava loymar shel rishoin amru al derech achiyuv al dvar achiyuv al oisei anes she'ir lem ba'atzmam. It would make sense to say that start with a nes that actually happened to them, which is so much more relatable than just a theoretical nes that could happen to someone sometime. Kein muven she'im nasu lahem kamama nisim shaleim chayav karban toida. In fact, if we understand that if a number of those miracles happened to them, Sarach laskir malz derech hasedus shenasalem. You would mention them, list them in the order in which they happened to the Yidden at that time. V'rak achakach lagit chiyav akorban gam al nes shadayin loy nasalem. And then, at the end, would be a miracle which is only theoretical to them, something that could happen in the future, but never happened to them. So therefore, v'hine ma'adal nisim shaleim chayavim korban teida. From those four categories of miracles that for which one is chayiv to bring a korban teida, nasu b'nei Yisrael shloisha, three of those actually happened to the Yidden. U'ba'aseida shemayna yisim Rashi, in fact, according to the order that Rashi lists them. How so? Avru asayam, they went through the Yamsuf, that's her yerdei ayam. Achakach holchu b'midbar, then they traveled through the desert. V'achakach gozer HaKadosh Baruch Aleihem li'yizkuru b'midbar, and then only after the meraglim, that Hashem locked them up into the desert for 40 years. So the order was, they went through the Yamsuf, holchi ayam, they went into the midbar, that's the ones who crossed the midbar, and then they were locked into the midbar, imprisoned, so to speak, in the midbar for 40 years. Rak b'neim yotzu mimenu la'achrei arboim shona. They were locked up for 40 years, and only their children left after the 40 years. V'yodu mizeh al pipirush rashi al pasuk to v'yemim v'sita emay. And they already knew, the Yidden at this point, they knew already that they were going to be locked into the desert. So they knew of it. Why? It says in the pasuk in the Oz Yosher Tivi Eimai Vesita Eimai, you will bring them and you will implant them in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Rashi says, it says they will be brought, not we will be brought. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu prophesied over here that he will not be going in, they will be going in. So although it relates to Moshe specifically, but of course all the Yidden also sang along with Moshe to be Eimai v'sita Eimai, Kenema Yashem Moshe b'nei Yisrael, as it says that the Yidden also sang. So they also were saying those words. So they also had an inkling that something was like that was might happen. But the truth is that this shetel over here is really only lepulpula lechiduda. Ki mistaba leme b'pirush Rashi shom k'demashma b'pashas k'suvim sh'afshin is nava meishu le'yodam aniba. Because logically speaking, the Yidden probably didn't know at that time that they were going to be locked into the midbar for 40 years. And even Moshe Rabbeinu gave this prophecy, it's probably Niba v'lein Yodama Niba, because at that time it wasn't yet the reality. But from a tzaddik, it comes out in the way it's going to actually happen. But we don't really need this whole pilpul. Keep poshut, because it's something simple. Shekasher nemel v'nei sol she'yisakfu b'midbar Sinai mem yoyim. Because even if we don't consider the 40 years of being in the Midbar, when the Yidden were told that they would be in Midbar Sinai for 40 days, Ad Redus Moshe Menahar, until Moshe would come down from Har Sinai, so they're there, lost, without a leader, they're stuck in this Midbar without Moshe Rabbeinu. They certainly felt at that time that they were locked up in a dark and a dismal place, and therefore they already tasted the taste of Chavosh Beveis HaAsurim even in those 40 days. Therefore we understand that this was said to the Yidden. That's why Rashi chooses this order, that they were told in the order in which it happened to them. Yerdei Hayam, those who go down into the sea, V'Hilchem Et Barius, crossing the desert, V'Chavosh Beveis HaAsurim. And only then does he say the fourth category, which hadn't happened to them yet, talking about a sick person that became healed, which also is chayiv teida, but this is something that they hadn't experienced, and therefore that came last. Which explains the order of Rashi. Well, Pisa Muvan Gamkin Loma Kesav Rashi Gimel in Yonim Erishenim Beloshin Rabin, which explains also why Rashi says them in a plural for the first three categories, Varavi Beloshin Yochan, and then changes to the singular. Because the first three miracles, he was talking to them as something that happened to them, all of them as a group. Which is the fourth category, did not happen to them, and therefore it talks to them only as individuals should it happen in the future. However, that's not to say that because these miracles happened to them, these three miracles happened to them in the desert, therefore they will have to bring a carbon taida. That's not what it means at all. Because the way these events happened to the Yidden at that time, they were not actually in any danger as a result of any of these three events. Because they were traveling according to the word of Hashem. And Hashem was walked before them to show them the way. So they certainly didn't feel there was no danger involved. They were walking behind Hashem. Hashem was guiding every step. Rather, what was saying is that they understood these things that happened to them. So if should this happen to somebody without the direct specific protection of Hashem, yesh basasakana, then it could be a danger. And therefore, when they get out of that danger, they have to bring a carbon taida. But for the Yidden, there was no danger at all. They crossed the sea because Hashem told them to cross the sea. They were in the desert, surrounded by the protection of Hashem, and they were in the, so to speak, prison only because Hashem caused them to be there. Amnam, and was with them there. That's the point. Amnam l'chayre in a moving. However, there seems to be another difficulty. The very fact that they were in Mitzrayim can itself be considered being imprisoned, which came, of course, before the Kriyas Yamsuf. While Pisa, Havalei Rashi, so then Rashi should have said Chavusha Beis Asurim at first. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim came first before anything, before Kriyas Yamsuf. Avshal Yitzias Mitzrayim lo yehoyu chayobim korban toida, gamim hoysa eretz Mitzrayim beis asurim, kimishom yotzu oed lefnei atzivet avos korban. And even though, technically speaking, when they left Mitzrayim, they wouldn't be chayiv a korban toida because there was no toira yet, there was no chiyuv yet. In fact, that's true for Kriyas Yamsuf also, that they weren't chayiv a carbon taida because before Matan Torah. Still, nobody's saying that they're chayiv a carbon taida over these events. These are ena kavana kan shal mashir alon chayobim heim carbon taida. We're not trying to say that they are obligated to bring a carbon taida over these events. That this describes to them with more life what the issues are. But still the question is that they went out of Mitzrayim before Kriyas Yamsuf, that why doesn't Rashi bring that as the first thing? So this will be understood by first explaining with more clarity what Rashi says, Beis HaAsurim. L'chayra, hoya masvig, hoya kaysev, chavushim. It could have been enough to say somebody who was imprisoned. It doesn't have to say imprisoned in prison. Ma'atzmei hoya muvan, sha'akavanu l'chavushu Beis HaAsurim. We understand what imprisoned means. Even if in Hebrew the word chavushim doesn't have the word prison, but it does mean locked up. So therefore, why does Rashi say chavushe beis asur? Amnam retzeinu shor Rashi b'zeh ledayik shadafke chavush beis asur mechoyev lo avi karban taida. Rashi is trying to point out that only somebody that's in prison has to bring a karban taida. Mashenken chavush bebayis, but somebody who's locked up at home in quarantine for 14 days doesn't have to bring a karban taida after that. As and how does he know that? It's from the Tilim itself. What does it say there? Those who sit in darkness and tzeil mavas, the shadow of death, and those who are tied, bound with metal and so on. The mefurish rak chavushim b'makim chayshu v'salmavus chayom b'karban taida. The pasuk seems to be saying, clearly is saying, that only somebody who was locked up in a prison, not stam somebody who was trapped in a place. Al pizeh muvan. So therefore, that's why Rashi says beveisa asurim, because that's what it means. Al pizeh muvan sheyefshel limnos chavushim beveisa asurim betchila. So therefore, we understand that we can't use chavusha beis asurim as the first one, the yirma is l'mitzrayim, because that alludes to their time in Mitzrayim. Ki yaisim in Mitzrayim le'nechsha gebeis asurim, v'chayvim b'karban toidim, because being in Mitzrayim doesn't rate as a prison, for which one would be chayvim b'karban toidim. Ki lo yaisi yeshivasim sham ba'efen shal yeshu chayvim shal mavis, because their being there was not like sitting in a prison cell, adarava. To the contrary, Yoshuber, it's Goyshim Tuber, it's Mitzrayim. They lived in one of the best places in Mitzrayim, Eretz Goyshim, Umash Avdubem Befarach. But of course, the fact that they were enslaved and they made them work hard, that's a separate thing. Somebody who has a very hard job, or somebody that was a slave, doesn't necessarily have to bring a carbon toida. The fact that they had to work very hard does not put them into the category of being in prison. A prison is a place of darkness and so on. Whereas Mitzrayim, they were not in darkness. They were enslaved, but they didn't live in a prison. Mashenkin Amadubar Hamidbar, whereas the Midbar, Adeyugam Mokim Sakana. Whereas a desert is a place of danger, the very place of a midbar is a danger. The great and awesome desert, nachash sorav akrav, a place of snakes and scorpions, and a place which is doesn't have any water. So the midbar itself is a danger. Mitzrayim itself wasn't a danger. Hasagor b'midbar. Therefore, it's understood that somebody who was closed in, who's trapped in a midbar, ve'ena yochel lotzis mena, and is not able to leave, hareihu miyoshu chavish shalmavis, that is sitting in a prison cell, so to speak. Whereas Mitzrayim wasn't, and therefore Rashi doesn't count Mitzrayim as chavushe beis asurim, and only being trapped in the midbar later was considered Yeshua Chavit Shalmavis, and therefore he puts it not first but third. Vav. Omnam Yesh Lahakshis. But still one can ask, Alanal, Memashkazavad Murazagam Shulchanai. One could ask the question from what the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch. He writes in Shulchan Aruch, Noyingim Bimedinus Eilu, our custom, it's in Hilchos Pesach. Our custom in these countries is shakimu matzah shel mitzvah, that the three matzahs that you use by the Seder, heim nasim isorin echot kemach. We use one isorin, one measure, called an isorin, of flour. Why? What's the reason that we use one measure, one whatever an isorin is, to make all three matzahs? It's ke'ein lach me taida. It's similar to the breads of a taida, shem gimel chalas. The Toida had three different types of chalas, nasas, misorin, echad, that were made, the amount of flour that was used per three matzahs. Chalas, matzahs, in the Karban Toida was an isorin for every three loaves. Therefore, we also make three matzahs out of an isorin, zeicha lelachmei toida, as a commemoration of the lachmei toida shayetzu v'beis asurim, chayiv lahabi toida, because we know that somebody that comes out of a prison has to bring a korban toida. V'anu b'pesach yatzanu v'beis asurim, and we, the Yidden on Pesach, came out of a prison, Mishibud Mitzrayim, from the enslavement of Mitzrayim, Lefikach and Oesim Zechel Lelach Metoida. Therefore, the three matzahs on the Seder plate are brought, and we make a commemoration of the Lach Metoida by using an Isorin for the three loaves. Harei Shegam Mitzrayim Nechshev Es Kibbeis Asurim Amachayiv Korban Toida. So from here we see from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch that we do consider being in Mitzrayim to have been Chovesh Beis Asurin, and that when we came out, we escaped Beis Asurin, and therefore we have to bring a Korban Toida. So, which is not what we've been saying. Avol Be'emes, but in truth, Kadaik is Shapir. If you look closely, Hakushu Lidir Gisa, the question is really the opposite question. Harei Admura Zokim Paisik. Because in reality, the Alter Rebbe Paskin, Shemisha Yechavish Beis Asurim Al Yedei Iskin Efoshes, somebody that was imprisoned over life and death matters, the Yotza, and then was freed, Oy Al Iskin Mamein, or if somebody was imprisoned over monetary matters, Im Hayimu'une Bekavli Barzel, if he was chained, as they would have, you know, a ball and chain around the prisoner's legs. So that's, of course, a greater degree of imprisonment than just living in a cell, being chained. So if he was in Be'iskin Nefashas, then just being in a cell, you're already chayiv a korban toida. If it was over monetary issues, which is not usually as serious, but then only if you were chained. So then chayiv b'birchas ha'goymel, then he's chayiv b'birchas ha'goymel, v'cheinu v'chiyuv korban toida. And so he talks about this as far as saying Gaimel. And the same is true for a Korban Toida, Ki Amokal Chayev Dalet Elu. The reason that we obligate these four people to make a Birchas Gaimel, Mezesha Elu, Hem Achayev and Korban Toida. We know this because they are the ones that have to bring a Korban Toida. Vim Kain, Eichev Sheliyah Shemitzrayim Hoysa Beis Asurim, So how could one say that Mitzrayim was a Beis Asurim because they were sitting in the best place? So how could the Alter Rebbe say, since he himself paskens, that when do you have to, when it's not the Iskin of Foshes, only if you're tied or if you're only if you're in prison? And over here they were not in prison, they were in Eretz Goshen, which is the best place. So how could the Alter Rebbe say that this counts as a Beis Asurim from his own Psak Din? So the question is the opposite. How does the Alter Rebbe say that that this rates as a prison when he himself said that it doesn't rate as a prison? So to answer this, we have to first bring another question. Admura Zokin Kesev, the Alter Rebbe writes, that in our countries the minig is not to say Mizmal Asayda b'Shabbos v'Yomtiv. We don't say it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. They shein toida kreiva b'hem, because there's no korban toida brought on Shabbos or Yom Tov, since it's an individual korban, and individual korbans are not brought on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'chein b'meya Pesach, so also on Pesach, ein meaning chalamoid, ein toida kreiva mishum chametz. A toida cannot be brought then because it includes 10 chalas which are chametz. Shabbat v'chein b'erev Pesach, and the same is true for erev Pesach, that we don't say mizmul asayda because you can't eat at later in the day. You're not going to be able to eat chametz anymore. Therefore, you don't say mizmul asayda. Harei mefurish. So from here it's clear she'ein lasa zeichel l'korban toida b'Pesach, that we refrain from making a zeichel l'korban toida on Pesach. Otherwise, why not say it? So you can't bring a korban toida, but you could say a korban toida. But no, you don't say it even. In other words, you don't make a zecher even for a korban toida on Pesach. Afilu al yedei dibur, even by just saying it. V'im kein eich noigim b'medinas elu lasis pe'ula zecher l'korban toida ba'alel Pesach. So then, why does the Alter Rebbe say that we should actually do something, make three matzahs, which equal to an Isarim, so that we will have an actual commemoration of the Korban Taida on Pesach, when you don't even want to say it. And this is even a Kal V'chaymer. Tam Hadeya. Those who say that you should say Mizmor LaSeida on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Pesach, the Torah explains, there's no reason to suspect that if you say the Mizmor LaSeida every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, every Pesach, when Mashiach comes and it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash, they'll mistakenly start bringing Korban Toidas also on Pesach, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. Why is it not a problem? This is not the kind of mistake that people will make. So the Beis Yosef explains on the Torah, Mishum, the Mizmor Zeh, Einonu Oimre Meisel L'Shem Korban Toida, Ela B'Shem Edo. We don't actually say the Mizmor L'Seida as if we're bringing a Korban Toida as through saying it. It's just that we are expressing our thanksgiving to Hashem through saying Mizmor LaSeida. So in other words, it's not commemorative enough of the carbon that we should be worried that you may actually bring a carbon at some point in the future. Uba Bach Sham, and the Bach says, V'niskana, Mishum Damer Razal, the reason that it was established that we should say Mizmor LaSeida is because our sages tell us, Kol HaShiris HaSidis LeBotel, all the Shiris will become bottle chutz me Mizmor LaSeida, except for Mizmor LaSeida. Al kein ein sarach lemonai, therefore, because it's so important, such a great mizmer, it'll never be bottle, all of them will be bottle except for Mizmor LaSeida, therefore there's no reason to stop us. It has its importance, and it needs to be said, according to those opinions, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Pesach. Harei mashma, so from this we understand, she'aseivim she'ein oimrim oisa b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov v'Pesach, that those who hold that you don't say it on Shabbos, daitam sheniskana l'shem korban toida. Obviously, they're saying that you shouldn't say it. They have a reason. The reason is because you may end up bringing a korban toida. There's a chash that you might do something wrong. So in other words, they hold that it is said because it's a korban toida. V'chein mashma l'chayre dasad morazokin. And this would seem also to be the opinion of the Alter Rebbe, the Hu Kaysev, because he writes, Tzorech Leimer Parsha Karbonis Me'umed, he writes that the Parsha Karbonis that we say every day has to be said standing up. V'chein Mizmor LaSeida, same is true also for saying Mizmor LaSeida, that has to be said standing up. Dugmas HaKrav Asan Shehoitza Me'umed, similar to when they were actually brought in the Beis HaMikdash, that it had to be done while standing up. In regards to the Karbonis, he explains, Amru Chachamim, Kola Eisku B'Teiris Eila, that anyone that studies the Halachas of Eila, Ki'ila Hikriv Eila, it's as if he brought the Eila. Lefikach, Toiv Lema V'chol Yoyim, Parshas Eila, Mincho, Shlomim, V'Toida, V'chatas V'oshim, V'adai V'oshim, Toli V'Karbon Eila V'yoyred, and therefore, since studying it is as if you brought it, so therefore one should say the parshas hakarbonos of each and every one of these karbonos that we just said. Are mashma, so from this we see shegam amiris mizmor l'seida hu lefisha kol ha'isik b'teiras oila v'chulu, that the way the Alter Rebbe sees it, saying mizmor l'seida is not simply because it's an exciting mizmor that will never be bottled, but it's actually representative of the actual karbon. Which of course explains why the Alter Rebbe holds that you don't say it on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Pesach, because on those days you don't bring a korban. Avol be'emes einikein, but in truth, it's not necessarily so. Ki mefurish kesev ad morazokim, because the Alter Rebbe writes clearly, explicitly. Because he writes that the reason that we say Mizmor LaSeida is that we should call Ashiras Asirim Li Batal, because all the Shiras will eventually be Batal Chotzma Mizmor LaSeida. Therefore, one should say it with singing, it has it's a special, unique Mizmor. So this is what the Alter Rebbe says. Haresha gam hu daitei shalei niskan alashem korban teida. So from here it seems, actually explicitly, that the reason is because it's a special mizmer, not because it was established in lieu of the korban teida. Ki im lefisha kol hashiris. Im kein lama pesach shein lo imer b'shabbos yom tov pesach. If so, we need to understand why shouldn't it be said on Shabbos Yom Tov Pesach if it's just because it's an important shira. What's wrong with saying it then? Therefore, we must say that the Alter Rebbe's idea here is that even though we don't say the mizmer as a korban, as a korban teida, but since we do, in fact, by saying this mizmer, the reason we say it is because it's an important mizmer. But now that we're saying it, we are mentioning the korban teida. Ein la'imrei v'zman shalei kriva korban teida. Therefore, it shouldn't be said in a time when the korban teida wasn't brought, b'zman shalei beis medrash ha'kayim, when the beis medrash was in existence. Matam zeh sever gamkein b'mavdura kamal kaponim shetrichem la'imrei ma'umad. And for this reason, he also holds that it should be said, standing up, because it's mentioned in the korban teida. So in other words, the Rebbe brings the two together. The Alter Rebbe's reason for, gives the reason for saying Mizmer L'Seida as it being an important Mizmer. Not that it's said in to replace the korban teida. But since we're already talking about korban teida in this important mizmer, we should do it in accordance with the way a korban teida was brought. So number one, it should be said standing up. It should be said not on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and so on. V'im kein, im ein leime b'pesach b'dibur mizmer kazeh. So this leaves us with this question. Since the Alter Rebbe says that one should not even say that just say words about Mizmer L'Seida on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hamaskei b'derech Chagav, which only we're not saying it for the purpose of a Korban Teida. We're saying it because it's an important Mizmer, but since we are mentioning the Korban Teida, that should not be done on Shabbos. Avshalei niskim b'shvil zeh, is halachas kama v'kama. If so, how much more so? Shein lasis pu'ula shi'zeicha korban teida mamish. Then one should certainly not do a pu'ula, an act. If you shouldn't say words, certainly you shouldn't do an act which brings to mind the korban teida. V'im kein eichaisim hagimul matzis b'leil pesach mi'sar nechad. So therefore, why did we establish that one should make the three matzis out of one isarin in order to remind us of zeicha korban teida? That's doing an act which brings to mind the korban teida on Pesach. When the Alter Rebbe says that you shouldn't even say something derech agav which brings to mind the korban teida. V'yuvan kol zeh b'hagdim. So we'll understand this by first explaining the makor din zeh lasas hasholosh matzos mi'sarin echad hu b'chlal me'arosh v'amordechai. The source of this din that one should make the three matzos of the seder plate out of one isarin comes from the Rosh and the Mordechai. Omnom taimim shol Rosh v'Mordechai shoyne zemizeh. They both say it, but they give different reasons. The Rosh gives a different reason, and the Mordechai gives a different reason. But the Rosh says shetzrichim gimel matzahs b'leil Pesach. He says that the matzahs. Why do we have three matzahs by the seder? Kedei shetiyena beis shleimish kechol yom tov. So that we have two whole matzahs, as you would have every Yom Tov. And then you need another matzah, at least a broken matzah. So that we will have the concept of lechemaini, the poor man's bread, a broken matzah. That's why you have three. V'im kein maisif, achakach maisif, v'nogu ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfas. Then he adds that in Germany and in France, they have the minig glasses misarin echad zeichel ulach metoida, that you make all these three matzahs out of one isarin to remind us of the breads of the toida. Shayyitzim mebeisav surin maybe lach metoida v'lach metoida boyin gimel minim shel matzah chalas, and the one that goes out of prison has to bring a carbon taida, and the breads of the taida were made. There were three different types of matzah. There were 40 loaves altogether. 30 of them were three different types of matzah, and the other 10 were chametz. Rekikin or revucha. There was chalas, rekikin or revucha. Those are the three of matzah. B'shalosh chalas, isem yisar nechad. So therefore, and since three chalas, three loaves, were the measurement of one isar, and so therefore, for the three types of matzah, which are included in the lachmei taida and the breads of the taida, we make three matzahs out of one isaron, because that's how they did it then. Ulam ha-mardchei kaisev, but the mardchei writes differently. He says, lachein tzarech sholosh matzahs, zeicha lelachmei taida. He says, this is the reason why we have three matzahs, to remind us of the breads of the taida, because I'm in dalat tzrichim lehoideis. As we know, that four people that have to give thanks, in other words, bring a carbon taida. And there were three types of matzah in those loaves. The afogav de balach metayda hayu arboim chalas. Even though there were 40, not four, not three, in other words, the matzahs were 30 matzahs, not three matzahs. Kol makom in ofen b'di'eved dalat chalas yotze. But since the halacha is that if he took all that flour and made it into the four different types, but instead of dividing each one into 10 separate loaves, he made it all into one loaf, so you ended up with four big loaves of the four different types, you're yaitza that way. So therefore, by having three matzahs, you're yaitza the lachmei taida as well. And since three of them are matzah and one of them is chometz, so we take three matzahs. So in other words, the haresh chiluk ben arosh v'amardechai. Haresh chiluk ben arosh v'amardechai. So we find the difference between the rosh and the mardechai. Al din shaloichin gimel matzahs. Over this halacha, why we take the three matzahs? Kaisev harosh tam achar. The tam zeicha l'toida hu rak al gimel al zeh shegimel leilo eisim atzar nechad. The Rosh writes a different reason why we take three matzahs. He only uses the lachmei toida as a reason why we make it out of atzar nechad. Mashenkel ha-mordechai had a zeu atam l'gimel matzahs. Whereas according to the Mordechai, this is the reason why we do three matzahs. Val pizeh. Therefore, lafiani is daiti, in my humble opinion, says the Rebbe, ein loymar k'may shukosav ha-korban asanol al ha-rosh. One is not able to say what the korban asanol, which is a commentator on the Rosh, he writes on the Rosh. What does he write? The Maksha, he has a question al ha-rosh. His question is as follows. V'af agav de balach metayde yesh arboim chalas, ulamatzim agiyah shloishim. Even though by lachmei taida there are 40 loaves, not 30, and by matzah it's only 30. Well, metaret, so he answers, mekol makom imofim b'di'eved. And no, sorry, not. It's 40, not four. 30 matzahs, not three matzahs. Well, metaret, so he answers this question, mekol makom imofim b'di'eved dalad yotza, since if he baked it all as we said before, if he baked them all, b'di'eved, as one big loaf, four different types, k'disim in the darim daf yud beis, so yoytze, nimtze al shloisha min matzah, sholosh chalos, so therefore the 30 matzah can be baked as three matzahs. Metzayim la Mordechai, and he tells you that the Mordechai also says this. Omnam al pi anal, so that's his question, that's his answer. But according to what we said, it's not even a question on the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't connect the reason why we have three matzahs with the lachmei taida. He has a completely different reason why there has to be three matzahs. The reason is because you need two whole ones and one broken one. what he connects with the Lach Metayda is only that we make them out of one Isarin. As they would make the three breads of Taida, would be made out of Isarin. The Gami Madin al Shloishim Lamatzah. So therefore, even if it had been that you have to have 30 loaves, not three b'di'evet, as he says, if you had to have fully 30 loaves, and it would be ma'akev even b'di'evet, it wouldn't be good. Gam kein muvonim divrei Rosh, this would still leave the Rosh's words to be perfectly understood. And there's really no question that the Korban HaSanal is asking. Why? Ki l'dayte azeichel korban eina b'misper ha-matzes. Because in the opinion of the Rosh is not that the number of matzahs is what comes from the Lach Metayda. Ela b'kamas ha-kemach. It's just how much flour we use to make these three matzahs. Hainu she-kamas ha-kemach she-oisim emena gimel matzah b'Pesach. Shavu le-kamas ha-kemach she-emena oisim gimel matzah b'korban Metayda. That the amount, the three matzahs should be made in a similar recipe, let's call it, to the way they made Lach Metayda. Irrelevant how many Lach Metayda actually were made and how many matzahs we make. It's just they should be the same recipe. Isarim for three matzahs. Havaleina zeicha lemisvara matzah shel korban Metayda. But we're not trying to bring to mind the korban Metayda by the number of matzahs that we use. He has a completely different reason for that. Mashenkin la Mordechai. So therefore the Korban HaSanal's kasha is not really a kasha. Mashenkin la Mordechai. Whereas the Mordechai shazeichel korban Metayda hu b'misper agimel matzahs. The Mordechai says that the reason we have three matzahs is because it reminds us of the Korban Metayda. Harei im b'di'evet ma'akib din shloshim. According to him, there is a good question. This would be a good question. Because if b'di'evet, you have to have 30, not three, Ein makom lemisper gimel matzahs, then it doesn't. What's the number of three matzahs? So for the Mordechai to ask that question and give that answer is a good question and a good answer for his opinion, because he connects the whole thing to the korban Metayda, to the amount of matzahs. But according to the Rosh, the amount of matzahs comes from a different reason. It's only the recipe which comes from korban Metayda. So there's no question to begin with. V'oid, and another thing. How could you say that according to the Rosh, the reason why we make three matzahs out of one isarin is because if you bake them as big loaves and only ended up with four, then you would be yotzer? Because of course, you still have to have 10 isarinim in order to make those 30 matzahs, because you have to have one isarim for every three matzahs, and you need 10 times that, so you need 10 esrainim. So how does that answer that over here we're using one isarim? If you make three little loaves for the korban Metayda, you wouldn't be yitzah. Omenidin didan, harei eisim esagimul matzahs mi isarim echad. Whereas according to the Mordechai, to him, the reason that we have three matzahs, according to the Mordechai, it's not as important how much flour was used in those three different types of matzah. That's not important. The important thing is that we have three different types of matzah. That's why we use three matzahs. So therefore, so according to the Mordechai, it's not really a problem why we're not using 30 esrainim, because we're not trying to make a korban Metayda. We're just trying to borrow the number of three matzahs for our matzah. So we have three matzahs. But if you're getting into a question that you have to, according to the Rosh, that you have to emulate the korban Metayda, and the fact that you can make it into the korban Metayda, you could make it all as one big loaf, that's only if the one big loaf had all that flour in it. So how does that answer it according to the Rosh? So the korban HaSanal's answer doesn't really address the Rosh. His question is not a question, and his answer is not an answer. L'chayre, says the Rebbe. Tes. Al piya nal muvan. So according to this, it's understood. Shechilu gadol bein tamar Rosh v'tamar Mordechai. that there's a big difference between how the Rosh gives his reason and the Mordechai gives his reason. Also in regards to what our question. According to the Mordechai, the number of matzahs, the three matzahs, that's the zeichel karbon teida. Hare eisen bepoyle begolah zeichel karbon teida. So we are openly making a zeicher to the karbon teida by using three matzahs. Mashenken lo rosh, misver matzahs umitam achad. The number of matzahs, the three matzahs, has nothing to do with the karbon teida. It's for a different reason. El sheisim gimel elam akamis misiyam shel kemach. The only thing that is the commemoration of the Taida is the amount of flour that we use in order to create those three matzahs. So anybody looking at the three matzahs doesn't see any connection to the carbon Taida. Because one can't know how much flour was used in order to bake these three matzahs. At least it's not obvious. The Alter Rebbe writes, he gives the reason why do we take three matzahs. He gives the reason that the Rosh gives. That besides for the two whole matzahs that you have to make the bracha amaitzi on them, like any other yom tov, or else there has to be a broken one, mishum lechamayni. So Alter Rebbe gives that as the reason for why there are three matzahs. Bim kein, which of course means shaloi svira leitama Mordechai bazeh, that he doesn't go with the reason of the Mordechai, who said that the reason for the three matzahs is because of the 30 loaves of the Korban Taida. Uledaitai, so according to the Alter Rebbe, azeichel Korban Taida urak bazeh sheisim gimel matzah elam yisarin kemach echad, that what is the connection between the three matzahs and the carbon taida, that we make them out of one isaran. That's the connection to the carbon taida. Nimtza shagam shidas admor azokin he shein oisim zeicher golu the carbon taida. So it comes out that according to the Alter Rebbe, you don't make an obvious zeicher to the carbon taida by the seder on Pesach. Papizem muvan. So this, of course, explains that this doesn't, therefore, it doesn't contradict what the Alter Rebbe said, that you shouldn't say Mizmul Aseidah on Pesach because you don't want to make a zecher for the Korban Taida. Mizmul Aseidah maskir begoli as a Korban Taida, because by saying Mizmul Aseidah, it overtly reminds us of the Korban Taida. Therefore, to make an overt zeicher to the Korban Taida on a day when they didn't bring a Korban Taida into the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be done. But to make the three matzahs out of an Isor and Kemach as a commemoration of the Korban Taida, since it's not an obvious zeicher, therefore, that's not a problem to make a hidden zecher to the Korban Taida by using an isaron for the three matzahs. So that explains the contradiction in the Alter Rebbe's two halachas, whether one should make a commemoration of the Korban Taida on Pesach or not. Al pi hanal, so according to this, shaladas admor azokin arosh. According to the Alter Rebbe, which goes according to the Rosh, this ein zeich hazeichel u'machmir toida zeicher gomor, it's not considered to be an obvious zeicher. Yesh leimer shemishum shemashikosav ba'anav haPesach yotzanim beBeis HaSurim. That when he says that since on Pesach we went out of prison, that's the reason he says that we have to bring a carbon, we have to commemorate the carbon toida. Hu gam ken al derech zeh. Is also similar to that it's not an obvious Beis HaSurim. Mitzrayim arei urak ke'em Beis HaSurim. Mitzrayim is also not an obvious, an overt Beis HaSurim. It's only similar to a Beis HaSurim. V'lo Beis HaSurim amachayiv korban taida, as opposed to a Beis HaSurim that would actually obligate you to bring a korban taida. U'pirush devarav. So what his words mean is, lefikach, and his words when he says, lefikach ana oisim, Dam ken gimel matzah lisar and zecher remez bulvad lach metayda. Ba'onu ba'pesach yotzar ma'beis asurim. So when he says this, that we make a zecher, a hidden zecher, for the carbon toida, because on Pesach we went out of prison, shurak ke'ein beis asurim, which is not an obvious prison, remez bulvad v'loy mamish beis asurim amachayiv lobi toida. So the two fit together very well. The beis asurim is only a remez to a beis asurim; it's not an actual beis asurim, which Mitzrayim wasn't. And therefore, the remez to the Karban Toida is also, commemoration of the Karban Toida is also beremez, also not obvious. The Tumta Kalpiza Yisafasad Morazakam is Shibud Mitzrayim, which explains, makes also more geschmack, which the Alter Rebbe says, he adds the words Mishibud Mitzrayim, from the enslavement of Mitzrayim. Since he already said that we went out of a prison, why does he add the words from the enslavement of Mitzrayim? He means to say that in order to bring out that it's not an actual Beis Asurim. It was only a Shibud, which is less than a Beis Asurim. Yudalef. What is the lesson of all this? Kol's man shenimtza adam Yisrael b'shibud Mitzrayim b'golus. As long as a yid is in shibud Mitzrayim, in golus, hanikar b'shem Mitzrayim, any golus is, of course, a throwback to Mitzrayim. Hine limreis kol atoiv v'chulu sheyesh lo. Notwithstanding all the good things that a person may have, al yidei adayin chobashu b'beis asurim, he is still considered to be enslaved, or rather imprisoned. That it can be compared even to an actual outright Beis Asurim, which would have to, if one was in that kind of a Beis Asurim, he would have to bring a Karban Toida. The Shibud of Mitzrayim, and by definition of any golos, is commemorative of that kind of a golos, of that kind of a beis asurim. Ki be'emes kol zman shehu nimtza adayim begolos, because as long as a yid finds himself in golos, she'oz eina meir elukuz begoloi, and therefore there is no elukuz begoloi, are elukuz she'etzlo yuka biyochol bebeis asurim. So certainly that the elukuz that is in, that we have, is certainly beveis asurim. Eitzel achayshach v'aklipa shenikra tzalmabas. Then the elikus, as it says, the nefesh of elikis, can be in golus, in the nefesh of Bahamas, and so on. So elikus is certainly imprisoned. V'meila muven shetomet b'chol yoy machakalei shiyovay. And therefore it's obvious, it's understood that a person has to always be waiting for Mashiach. V'yetzienu beveis asurim aruchni, and they should take us out of this spiritual prison, from the physical prison, and bring us quickly to standing upright to Eretz Yisrael.